Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
This place has been in our family ever since, well, it's the Gloria's family since before she was born, because it belonged to her grandfather. He gave us 4 acres out of this place. And then there was an old farmhouse that belonged to Gloria's grand uncle, and it was over across the highway a little ways. It was terrible. Oh, it was awful. Somebody said, you know, you guys might as well take that because it's just falling apart over there in the woods. And so, I mean, you know, not having any money at all, we thought, good, that's good. That would, at least they're giving it to us. Oh, my. And the man that came out to move it, he said, Copeland, you know what I'd do? He said, I think I'd just let her sit. he didn't want to move it. So I had to go to another man, and his man named Wooten. I said, Mr. Wooten, what do you think? He said, Kenneth, I'll move anything. So he moved it. He moved it over here. Yeah. Oh, we'll show you a picture of it. It looked terrible.
What was wrong with you?
Broke. That's what was the matter with us. We didn't have no better sense.
That's what it was.
And so Gloria and her mother, and I mean, even at times when we'd be off out preaching, and Ma Deer would come up here and she'd work on the thing, and there's a few people outside people worked on it, but not many. But they got it going, and over the years, God blessed us, amen, and we were able to, he blessed us where we could have this really nice place, and it has been the blessing of the Lord.
John and Kelly were just little, and the thing I remember, I may have told this yesterday because it's so outstanding to me, is this was just a peach orchard, and it had round, smooth rocks all over everywhere. That's all it was just rock.
Baseball size.
Very little dirt.
And smaller.
Mostly rocks. So Ken says to the kids, go out and pick up the rocks in the yard. I don't see how they survived it. They somehow attempted it.
Well, they tried. I mean, and John come back. He said, Daddy, we ain't never gonna get all them rocks. And he said later, he said, it looked like that place was growing rocks.
And it did too.
I learned later that this whole hill here and another hill back over there is a gravel mountain. And the gravel is really deep. We dug a well over there, going down hitting after the water. And that gravel was really, we never did get out of the gravel. So anyway, God has blessed us. And then later on, the log house back here came in, and there's just a lot of good things that have happened around here, and we wanted you to enjoy.
So everything you see, except the garage, was moved in.
Yeah, amen.
And the outhouse. Of course, it has a plumbing in it, but it's still an outhouse. Yeah. And it has a skylight in it, so it's up to date.
Yeah, there's not many of those.
We built that.
I bet you there's not another one in the county that's got a skylight and a working commode in it.
I bet not.
Hey, man, we really up there, you know. Hey,
we don't want to create any jealousy, though.
Well, but you know when you're blessed, you know.
That's right.
And in this area here, you're really blessed when your outhouse
it's
actually
uptown.
Works.
It's uptown.
Well, Lord, okay, Lord. Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for your word today. We give you praise and honor for it in Jesus.
Yes, we love you, Lord. You're
thank
so
you,
awesome.
Lord, for revelation of yourself. And we just bless you and receive your anointing.
Thank
you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We receive it.
Let's go back to the 103rd Psalm. And verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, this is David, and he's worshiping the Lord. But you have to notice here that he is speaking directly to his soul, particularly his memory. This is important. He stirred up his memory. The scripture tells us, the Apostle Peter told us to stir up our minds to remember the commandment of love. Amen. And that's the way you remember things. You stir it up and you activate it. How do you do that? With your mouth. Words. Now,
that's right.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who heals all your diseases. So healing from all diseases is one of our benefits. Now remember this, we read it yesterday. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 28:61 says, all diseases, all sicknesses, not even written in that book of the law, are under that curse.
Praise God. Amen.
And they will come on you and they will overtake you if you hearken not to the voice of the Lord your God. In other words, you don't pay any attention to God and His Word. You go on about your own way trying to meet your own needs. And you get your benefits and your health care from somewhere else, you're going to get in trouble.
That's right.
Now, who redeems your life from destruction? You mean Jesus redeemed my life from destruction. That's exactly what I mean. Now, this benefit needs to be activated. So now, how do you do this? Let's look at that fifth verse and then we'll come back into that fourth verse again. The fifth verse, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. You notice things are in italics in the King James Bible.
Yeah.
That's not talking about food. It's referring to words. The Hebrew word for a thing is word. The Hebrew word for word is thing. They're one and the same. The root is one and the same. Because all things were created from and had their root in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Now, hold your place there and let's look in the book of Proverbs. In the 18th chapter, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power, or the word translated power literally means hand. So God has delegated the authority. He has put it in our hands. He has put it in the hand of the tongue, the power over all death and life. Now, notice here, it says, He's redeemed our life from destruction, crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. In English, people don't even know what that means. He's crowned you with loving kindness, tender mercy. Okay. But when you look in the Hebrew text, it says He has crowned you with covenant hesed. That is, that word hesed literally means to protect and to watch over, the way a mother watches over her young, the way a hen watches over her chicks. And you remember Jesus said that to Jerusalem? Jerusalem, mm-hmm. Oh Jerusalem, how yeah. often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her brood. How often I would have gathered you under my wings. That's what he's talking about. He has crowned us with covenant protection.
Blessing.
Now, hold on there, and let's go over to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. In other words, we don't have any excuse that I have. I'm not going to. I have already set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey His voice, and that you may cleave unto Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now then, let's go back where we were, the 103rd Psalm. And let's put together here what we have learned. He has redeemed our life from destruction. He has redeemed us from the curse. God said, I call you to record this day. I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. It's your choice. Choose life. How do you choose it? It's in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. To choose life, you have to choose God. You make choices, you make the decision, and you say it.
That's right. That's right. Confess it with your mouth.
Confess it with your mouth. You say it with your mouth. All life and death, blessing and cursing, starts right here.
That's right.
Words. All of our lives follow the words we speak with our mouth. Brother Copeland, I don't know whether I believe that or not. Well, let's go over here and see what Jesus said about it. Surely you would believe something written in red. Amen.
Say amen. We believe.
Yes, amen. All right, 12th chapter of Matthew. O generation. I'm looking at the 34th verse. Generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak? Notice he's talking about talking, mm-hmm. speaking, saying
speaking
words.
Uh-huh.
How can you speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you put in your heart in abundance comes out your mouth, and what comes out your mouth does what? Remember now, God said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life.
Yeah, that's right.
And we said, choose life, you have to choose words.
Yeah.
All right. A good man, out of the good treasure of the deposit, what he's put in his heart, brings forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle, non-working word. See, words are supposed to mean something. They're supposed to work. God didn't give us words primarily to communicate with one another. That's not their primary job. Their primary job is life and death.
That's right.
The primary job of your words are creative. Mm. They work. Amen. So now, let's pay careful attention to that. Are you listening now? These words are red. See? Now look at this. Every idle or non-working word that men speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Don't tell me your words are not important. Listen to Jesus. For by your words you shall be justified. By your words shall you be condemned. You're not judged by God's words. You're judged by what you say. So if you speak God's words, then your words His words in your mouth are justified. Or in other words, that's where you receive. That's where you choose God, by choosing His words and speaking them. You speak God's words after Him.
That's not talking about when you take an oath. It's talking about, it says idle words. So what
Everywhere.
You say all the time is bringing things to pass in your life. And so you better get a grip on what
well,
you say. For instance, we could have, in the old days, we'd say, how are we ever going to pay these bills? I don't know what we're going
to
do.
We used to say
Those
that.
Those are idle words in the old days.
Yeah, we used to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you continually talk on the curse side.
Sure.
Well, we've been redeemed from the curse. God said, I'm placing this before you. It's your choice. You can use your mouth to bless, or you can use your mouth to curse. Now, it's not talking about cussing. Cussing came from that. And, of course, it does work. It works that way. But what he's talking about is damning yourself.
You use your mouth for the blessing, in other words, or you use your mouth for the curse. And whichever one you use your mouth for is what manifests in your life.
One speaks fear. Mm-hmm. The other speaks faith.
That's right.
Fear is twisted or backward faith. Adam was disconnected from God, but he can't stay disconnected because man has to have a spiritual overlord. He's not a moral entity unto himself.
Right.
He has to have a spiritual head to function in this earth. Satan illegally took that place. And so fear then, what was faith in God became fear. So what is fear? Fear, take for instance the fear of a wild animal. That is faith in that animal's ability to hurt me.
Yeah.
The fear of people. It is faith in people to do me wrong. Faith in people to harm me, take away what I have. I have faith in that. I believe that. Well, when I speak that, it's the spiritual force that causes those things to make connection to you. Now, look, when you don't understand the realm of the Spirit and how it works, it looks like spooky, like it couldn't happen. But let me tell you here how it happens and why it happens. It isn't just because it's just floating around out here. Let's look over at the book of Hebrews and look there at the third chapter. Verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle. The word apostle there means, that's a Greek word that means the one God sent. So consider the one God sent to be high priest of our profession, the high priest of our confession, what we say, Christ Jesus. Now, that word translated into English, profession, also translated confession. The literal meaning of it is to say the same thing. So now Jesus is appointed and anointed by God over His own household. You see this right here in this first chapter of the book of Hebrews. We see it again here in the third chapter where Christ, a son over His own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence in Him. When we take His words and we say them, that becomes our way of life. That becomes our way of thinking. I'm not just waiting. I'm talking about just talk any old way you want to talk until something bad happens. Oh, I'm going to say something by faith. No, it don't work like that. It's when you take His words, He's your Lord.
That's
if
right.
His word said by His stripes you were healed, That's one of my benefits, and so I say that. Yeah, but look here, Brother Copeland, I'm not healed. No, no, wait a minute. You're missing the whole point here. This is not the truth. This is a fact. Something happening to this physical body. What hasn't been understood is I speak words of faith to change this, because it's the words that God has delegated the power to do the work. That's one of my benefits. He's filled my mouth with good words so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
See? Long life is part of the blessing. Now, when I say those words, because Jesus said them, He is my Lord and my Savior, it comes into that place in the 57th chapter of the book of Isaiah where God said, I create the fruit of the lips.
Yes, you did.
Then Proverbs chapter 15 makes this statement. The tongue is a tree of life. Remember what Jesus said? Either make the tree good or the tree bad, and the fruit good or the fruit bad. He said, you being evil, how can you speak good thing? He's talking about the words that you speak out of your mouth. By your words are you justified. By your words are you blessed. By your words are you cursed. So when I speak His words, He's responsible to create that fruit. I have licensed heaven and the kingdom of God. When I speak this and say, well, I'll tell you, you know, we get the flu every time it comes around the block. Now I have licensed Satan and his operation.
That's right.
I've licensed the curse in my life.
Your mouth.
With my mouth. So it's no mystery here why these things are happening, but you have to go to the Word to get it. What I'm redeemed from, I will speak it. In the name of Jesus, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.